The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco. High on a hill, it calls to me to be where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars. The morning fog may chill the air. I don't care, my love waits there in San Francisco. Above the blue and windy sea, when I come home to you, San Francisco.
Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. This is Brian, your host. Today's show, welcome to the show. You heard Tony Bennett in the background talking about It Left His Heart in San Francisco. That's a classic song right there. We had to have that as an opening for our show today. Yes, so today's our Super Bowl show here on The Flavor, and a show. We talked to a couple people. We talked to two people today. We talked to Reverend Bradley Lorvick out of Denver, Colorado, and we talked to Chef Francisco Sanchez out of San Francisco. Yes, yes, we did. But, you know, there's a lot going on at the Super Bowl this week. There's a lot of different parties, and the main thing is two teams. Two teams, Carolina Panthers from the NFC versus the Denver Broncos from the AFC. Man, this is going to be another quarterback shootout. Last year, we had a shootout last year. This year, another part two. This is part two shootout this year. So, please, hold on to your seat. Put on your seatbelt because we're going to have another good game going down today on Super Bowl Sunday. But we want to talk about the foods that's going to be happening there and the different events that's going on February the 7th. Starting this whole week, leading up to Sunday, we'll be right back after this with more of About Our Super Bowl Food Show.
As mayor of Santa Clara, I'm very proud to welcome the Denver Broncos and Carolina Panthers to Levi's Stadium for Super Bowl 50. We look forward to hosting both teams and all their fans for the golden anniversary right here in the city of Santa Clara, the center of what's possible. If you're lucky enough to come for the game, we hope you'll spend some time exploring the exciting city of Santa Clara and all there is to do here, including outstanding restaurants, shops, museums, and parks. And don't miss the free Gridiron Glory exhibit at the Triton Museum of Art, featuring some of the game's greatest treasures from the Pro Football Hall of Fame. We wish both teams the very best and look forward to seeing you all here very soon in the city of Santa Clara.
All All right, we're back here on The Flavor. We're back. Hope you enjoyed that. Just kind of telling, welcoming everybody to Santa Clara, California, Northern California. But here on our show, I was thinking, you know, if there's some friendly competition going on between the two cities, between Denver and Charlotte, North Carolina, Denver, Colorado. And yes, I found some. So listen, have a listen to this. This is from Reverend Bradley Lorovic.
How are you doing? Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. How's it going?
Hey, thank you for the invitation to be with you.
Wow. So how's it going over in Denver, sides of Denver Bronco land?
Things are great here in Bronco country. We've got a whole city full of people that are just excited. Lots of orange floating around town. And that's actually the name of the group that I work with is UnitedInOrange.org. And it is a food drive that challenges whoever the Broncos play in the Super Bowl to see which city and group of fans can raise more food.
I saw that. I was happening to look in the newspaper, and it said there, Denver versus, you know, Charlotte on the food drive. I was like, they're having another competition here. They're going at it from another side here. It's like another angle.
There sure are.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a
lot
of
playing around.
That's right. The mayors bet things and all these little things back and forth. But this started back in 2014 when the Broncos played the Seahawks in the Super Bowl. And I just put a note on Facebook. Hey, my church would love to challenge a church in Seattle. And so many people responded, both in Seattle and in Denver, that we ended up with 80 locations here in Denver, tons of locations up in Seattle, and we had a food drive competition. And so it went so well, we had to do it again since the Broncos made the Super Bowl again.
Now, I saw last year, 2014, you guys had 103,000 cans of food, and Seattle had 53,000 cans. Is that correct?
Yes, they did. Yep, almost 2-1 we beat them.
So I can imagine this year, just the whole everything. Now, you said you have 100 locations from different churches?
We have close to 150 drop-off locations.
Okay.
Now, what that works out for us is the Methodists paired up with the Presbyterians, but this isn't a church drive. For me, church is about helping people. Church is about community. And so we're using the community to help people. And so we've got great drop-off locations. We've got 150 sites. Many of them are churches, but we've got businesses. We've got hospitals. There is a family-run supermarket up in Niwot, Colorado, collecting food in their store. I mean, this is about people coming together to take care of one of the most basic and important things any of us experience, and that is food.
Wow. You know, I did some research on the other side. And you know, we're not sure yet, but we invited the other side to come in on our interview today, you know, just to kind of make it even out. But I did some research on the other side, and so Charlotte, I was looking at what they said about it, and they said, hey, we're ready for this too. Their city has morphed up for this drive, worldwide drive, and they said
they are formidable opponents.
Yeah, because they said, look, what?
Network full of people.
Yeah, they were like, no way, you guys challenged us on this here. I think it was talking about that they had a scouting for food. They collected around 260,000 just from a scout for food. So they're really, really for this competition, I noticed from looking at the newspaper on their side.
Yeah, they've tapped out some wonderful resources as well. They had a 45,000 pounds. So let's not add an extra zero. 45,000 pounds of potatoes donated from a farmer in their region. So, I mean, they've got a great network. Now, here's the thing I appreciate about this. No one loses when you're feeding hungry people.
Yes, of course.
Every
of course.
Single person benefits. So I don't know what the numbers are going to end up shaking out like. You're right. That scouting for food number is a big one to add on. And so we'll see how things go together. It'll be wonderful, though, because what we have are folks that are excited. Instead of just rooting for the home team, they're taking care of their neighbors as well. And I think that's a beautiful thing.
Yes, I think it's a really awesome. Now, did you say this quote? I saw this quote in the newspaper. It said, we have what we need to beat Carolina both on and off the field.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure you said that quote.
I mean, you got folks like Peyton Manning and Vaughn Miller. They're going to take care of business on the field. And I got great folks here in Denver that love their neighbors, and we're going to take care of the food drive.
Okay. I just want to make sure I had to quote you on the quote to make sure I saw that in the newspaper. to make sure the competition here. Wow. Good competition. This is so good, man. This is really cool. Wow. So, I mean, not to give any secrets out, but how did you guys really last year when you guys, was it, I know you can't give away the strategy, but can you give a little bit on how y'all did with Seattle? And,
No, I'm happy to talk about it.
Yeah. How did you do that? Yeah.
When we got things set up with Carolina, I told them every single tip and trick I've ever used for this football.
Okay. All right, you're like, hey, let's put it on the table here.
Support, yes, absolutely.
Right.
But if I don't tell them they're not going to raise as much food for hungry people, I'm not
kind
of guy.
I would rather
lose and have people well-fed
than
try to hold a few secrets.
Yes, the key
is about people inviting folks. The key is local media has been so supportive, good time coverage in the news and local newspapers. People inviting folks, just reaching out, building relationship in communities is amazing. It's really what it's all about.
Wow. Well, I just it's this competition. I can't wait just to hear the numbers and just the cause and the Super Bowl for Sunday, Super Bowl 50. That's going to be something else too, for the two quarterbacks there. That's going to be really something else. You know,
it's going to be a good game. I look forward to it.
You know what I mean? So you have some orange. Orange gear on and everything, got the whole Denver jerseys, the hats, the gloves.
I have been
socks.
Wearing orange every single day for the last 2 weeks. And yes, I do have orange socks. You can't run a food drive called United in Orange and not have plenty of orange to wear. Now, I'll tell you, after the big game, I may not wear orange for a few days. I may need to see some other colors.
Yes. But you're representing orange right now. You're representing orange right now. Everything orange.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And we appreciate it. Interest from blogs and radiocasts like yours, it makes a difference. Even if the folks listening right now think to themselves, I don't like the Panthers or the Broncos. Even if they think, the game happened a couple weeks ago. I'm listening to this on podcast.
Right.
There are always hungry people in every community. There are always places that need all of us to support and care and to provide such an important thing. You know and you talk about how important food is to be enjoyed and experienced.
Yes.
And that's a beautiful thing for us to share with one another. So every single one of your listeners and readers, these are folks that can make a difference by thinking to themselves, whose plate's empty and what can I do about it?
Yes, awesome. Well, we're glad to have you here on Flavor Living Radio. Can you just give us one more thing before you go? Give us a score. I just want to predict the score. See, give us a good score. What do you think?
Oh, the food drive.
The score of the game, the Super Bowl game. What's the score of the Super Bowl?
I'll be really honest with you. I don't follow football closely enough to give you an answer, but I can tell you, I love the community. I love the energy. I usually have to ask my friends what's happening on the field.
Okay.
I am so busy, focused off the field, I couldn't even tell you what the things are looking like.
Wow. Okay. Well, then I'm not going to miss it. Then that's fair. That's fair. You know, Reverend Lorvick, that's fair. I'm going to back away from that. And to say, hey, it's going to be a good game on the Denver side.
It's going to be a good game. I'm really excited to see it unfold and really looking forward to counting up some cans. Thank you for your time and for your support.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for being on Flavor Living Radio. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You know, I was trying to give a hint about who is going to be on the Super Bowl halftime show. You know, I'm trying to give a little hint there. I'm not going to say anything, but you guys heard that song. I know the other group, Coldplay, and many other people, Lady Gaga, but the song there, y'all, that was a good song. So we're moving right along to our show, our Super Bowl food show, and wait a minute. I heard another challenge. One second. I got another challenge I want to put on before we go to our next interview with Chef Sanchez. One second. Let me see if I got something here.
Mayor Hancock, this is Mayor Roberts in Charlotte, North Carolina. I heard that we're doing a bet on this Super Bowl game. I want to let you know you're going to look great in a Cam Newton jersey. Because when the Panthers win, you get to wear this all day in your office, and we're going to send you some Cam Newton socks also. So all I can say is I look forward to seeing you at the Super Bowl, and we're going to keep pounding.
You heard that first here on Flavor Living. The mayor of Charlotte, North Carolina, Jennifer Roberts, challenging the mayor in Denver, Colorado. The mayor is Michael Hancock from Denver, Colorado. So, competition at all levels. But we have to move on with our show here and talk about an event that's going on. I was thinking we have to have somebody on our show that represents California. Northern California, the cuisine and the food that's happening there. So when you're traveling, me and my girlfriend have to go there, or you're down there for the Super Bowl, what types of foods and styles are from San Francisco, from the Bay Area? So we found a chef. There's an event going on. The NFL is holding an event called the Taste of the NFL. And basically, we had this on our show when we went to New York and talked about the New York Super Bowl was in New York and Arizona. 32 chefs representing all of the teams of the NFL, AFC, the NFC. And the chef, Francisco Sanchez, he is from the Bay Area. He's from California. And we had a chance to catch up with him. And he's going to tell us about this event called the Taste of the NFL. So we hope you like. Here we go.
Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. How's it going there in California?
I'm doing good, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Wow, man. Your name is Francisco. You're connected there with San Francisco.
Born and raised native. If you look at my name, Francisco Sanchez, if you chop my last name in half, it's San. You get the first name Francisco, San Francisco.
That's just like karma right there. That was just, you fit there. That's your place.
Meant to be.
Yes. Wow, so you're one of the chefs. Can you tell everybody, he's one of the chefs at the Taste of the NFL that's going on now. Can you tell us about the Taste of the NFL? What's going on there in California right now? A lot of buzz in the area? I know it's got to be for the Super Bowl.
The Bay Area is out of control right now. There's so many tens of thousands of people here ready for the Super Bowl. It's going to be one of the best Super Bowls of all time. It's Super Bowl 50, so that itself is a huge event.
Yes.
And the part that I'm involved with is the night before, which is the Taste of the NFL. So that is a local fundraiser for the local food banks. So a good select group of people get to come in and pay a great amount of money to fundraise for this group, and it gets distributed to all the local food banks. Basically, each team will have a chef there representing that team, so someone from Detroit, someone from Houston, Indianapolis. And then in San Francisco proper, since we're such a big area, we actually have three chefs from Flavors of the Bay and one chef representing us from San Francisco. So we're pretty well represented for the whole Bay Area out here.
You have three representing San Francisco, that area, for the 49ers, that area.
Correct.
No joke. What is the taste? I mean, I've done a couple of shows. I did the Taste of the NFL for New York, Taste of the NFL for the Arizona, when they did Arizona. So what is San Francisco, California, what's the taste there? What's the flavors there, the type of foods you would have? You know, if you're coming in to see the Super Bowl, what would you have there?
You're going to have a lot of different flavors are going to be going on. I know one of the chefs, Chef Jay, is bringing some local chocolate, which is the Ghirardelli chocolate. Chef Jari, he's bringing some local beef with his Kobe sliders. I, myself, am bringing one of my signature appetizers, a 650 Christini. And you're going to get a taste of the Bay Area. We're really close to the Farm Belt. We're close to the sea. We're close to some of the best product around in the nation. So people are going to have a great time eating some really good food. I'm kind of jealous. I'm going to not have a chance to go try it all.
Oh man, you're gonna have to hire like a representative to get the plates for you there. You gotta get
most definitely.
Yeah, you have to hire like an ambassador for you to kind of, you know, So, well, I mean, I know you guys have been preparing for the Super Bowl for a while now, yeah? Northern California?
We have. Everyone's been amping up, getting ready for it. We've got a good amount of reservations. Every restaurant is getting ready to watch this amazing event happen.
Yeah, I heard at the Taste of the NFL, they're going to have the Cake Boss there. Just many different chefs, football players there. As far as they're going to be, you'd be able to have helmets, aprons, everything.
Correct. You're going to have, I think every chef that's attending has such a culinary background pedigree. It's amazing. It's like the who's who of the United States is coming in to cook. You'll have current football players, retiree football players, Hall of Famers. It's just the who's who of the NFL is going to be there, let alone all the celebrities and VIPs at the event also.
Well, yeah, that's why we had to have you on, just to have you, because would this be your first taste of the NFL?
This will be my first taste in the NFL, which I'm greatly appreciated and excited to attend this event.
Well, did a lot of the restaurants have to apply for it, or how did you get into the Taste of the NFL?
One of my local suppliers had nominated me, and they asked, hey, there's a big event. We know it's the night before the Super Bowl. Are you willing to donate your time and some product and be part of this great event, which is giving back to the Bay Area Food Bank? So I said, oh, sure, let's do this for sure.
Now, the name of your restaurant is called Flavor. Your restaurant is called the Flavor Restaurant. It's at the Half Moon Bay, California. Can you tell us about, the area of the Half Moon Bay area, next to the coast?
Yeah, we are right on the coast. Half Moon Bay is 25 minutes away from San Francisco proper. Literally all the restaurants on the coast, and there's not that many of them. There's probably, I think there's 8 or 9 total restaurants from San Francisco down to Monterey. We all have water views. We overlook the pier, the ocean. It's amazing coming to work.
Wow. So there's a lot of great poupons flying around there? Yeah?
There's a little great poupon flying around. but for all of us who work on the coast, like, I live in San Francisco proper, and San Francisco is my heartbeat, my soul, but coming down to the coast, it's my zen time. It's just, you get to see the waves crashing. I'm right up by Maverick Surf Competition, and I can't get any fresher product. They're like, well, is your fish fresh? And I look out the window, and there are the boats right there. So
when you're driving to work, it's like, yeah, I'm going to work. Yes, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like that.
It's exciting. It's honestly some of the most amazing views in Northern California on the coast. Just to see the weather patterns coming in, the waves coming in. It's kind of a secret little gem of the Bay Area, but lately it's becoming pretty well known for really good food and a nice getaway destination.
All right. Wow. Yeah, I looked it up the other day. I was like, hey, the Half Moon Bay. I didn't know about that, but it's pretty nice. Kind of a neat area. So you guys started your restaurant there, yes? Or you opened it up there?
Actually, we're going into our 7th year of my corporation business here. My business partner and I, Devin Grant, we started a pop-up restaurant in San Francisco 7 years ago. We were one of the original, before that term became popular, to do that in San Francisco, where you share a spot with a different restaurant. We did pretty well in San Francisco for a year. We said, you know what? Getting a little too competitive. Let's come down to the coast, a little different lifestyle, a little different pace. And we're now going into our 6th year on the coast now. We have a beautiful facility, 2 stories, 10,000 square feet, 300 seats. We're really proud of where we've been 6-7 years ago to now, because in the beginning it was just a few of us and 40 seats, and now we got 300 seats and two-level
wow.
Monster building here.
You know what it is? You have the word flavor in your restaurant. That's it right there, the word flavor.
And, if you don't have flavor in your food, get out of the game, and
yeah.
we're proud of that. Like, every little dish to the details, it has to have some type of flavor, to pomegranates, to stone ground mustard, you just go on down the list, and we're really proud of that. We're proud of the quality, and we're known for quantity. I'm a big guy, So it'll be fun going to this event because I'll be finally one of the smaller guys out there. But the quantity of the portions, some of my friends are much bigger than I am, and if I don't feed them, I'm in trouble. So I said, forget this. Everyone here who comes into the restaurant is going to get well fed.
Wow.
And I love the food in San Francisco, but sometimes the portions are a little too small and the prices are a little high. So I want to make sure this is a place where, you know, the locals can come two times a week and not feel like, oh, it's a once-a-month destination. My locals come a couple times a week for great food, great quantity. It's a really fun atmosphere here.
Wow. Well, have you seen a lot of Carolina Panthers and Denver fans? Are they hyped there? What's going on with the Super Bowl City? I mean, if you could tell us on, because we're not there, you know, myself or our audience is not there. So I heard the Super Bowl City is pretty cool.
Normally the colors are red and gold for the Niners in San Francisco. And lately it's all orange and Carolina blue.
They took over. Yeah, man.
I don't want to say they're everywhere, but they are everywhere.
Yes.
It's really exciting because everyone's having a great time. There's a real energetic energy in the air. And it's young, it's old. And even the locals here are embracing the Super Bowl excitement. So a lot of people are going downtown to the Super Bowl City. And they're just having a good time. They're doing a really, really good job.
They picked the right location to have Super Bowl 50. They did.
Picked the right location, have the perfect weather. Two of the best teams playing right now, that's for sure. Unless the game ends in a tie, I don't think it can get any better.
Thank you for being on our show on Flavor Living. Is anything I know they're going to be doing the Taste of the NFL. Would you like to share with anybody who's coming there where to go to eat? Of course, your restaurant. Are there any other places to, you know, that when they get there, when people arrive there?
When you come to the Bay Area, San Francisco, you can't go wrong. You're going to have a great time anywhere you eat. It all depends on, I always say,
the taste.
But what's the best thing on the menu? I'm like, it's all really good. It comes down to how hungry are you. So depending where you come to San Francisco, just think about that. And, you know, there's every price range, every style. You can walk one block in San Francisco and see 9 different types of restaurants.
There you go. Right there. Chef Francisco. Thanks a lot.
No problem at all, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
All right.
That was our show here on The Flavor. We want to thank Reverend Bradley Lorvik from Denver, Colorado, representing the Broncos. And we want to thank Chef Francisco Sanchez from the Bay Area, from San Francisco, telling us about the foods that you're going to have in Northern California at the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 50 this week in a couple hours, less than 24 hours on Sunday. Oh, man. Well, till next weekend, drive safe and eat well, and thanks for listening to The Flavor.
first pick of the draft, the Indianapolis Colts select quarterback Peyton Manning.